Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Hi, we're Travis.
And Caitlin.
The duo behind Fool and Scholar Productions.
And the creators of Vast Horizon. Vast Horizon is finally out in the world, and it wouldn't be possible without the encouragement of our fans and our Patreon supporters. Our Patreon allows us to support our full-time work as creators and to create exclusive content for those who support our work. Search for Fool and Scholar Productions on Patreon and see our online hub for all of our audio work.
If you already support our work, thank you. We cannot express how essential supporters are to our continuing productions and audio adventures. There are other ways to support our works as well, though, and we hope that you'll take a moment to try them out. If you enjoy Vast Horizon, please consider telling your sci-fi loving friends about the show or by leaving a rating and review. These are small acts that help shows like ours grow.
Thank you for joining us, and now for episode 2 of Vast Horizon.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Vast Horizon, Episode 2, Little Things.
Yes, I know that. I understand that it is disruptive, but please try to empathize with us. It is disruptive to us wherever we go. No, I've read the agreements in full, and you cannot ban someone from entering without proper cause. If you were to ban anyone, it should be the people out in those crowds. Mrs. Powell, I have to go.
Good morning, Noli. I'm so glad you could join me.
I'm glad to be here. In the gardens with you. I would have a much better life if things were always so simple.
Many people would say the same. But things are always sweeter in small doses. Zhishan, Wangzhe, Nashan, Gao.
You sound like Dad. Clarity mixed with optimism.
We've been together for over 35 years. I would think we both began to sound like the other.
The nursery is located in the Bifrost's second wing in an area currently without life support. Attempting to reach the nursery would put the participant crew or colonist at a severe risk for loss of life or permanent brain damage.
Not what I need to hear. Let's get going. I need to get to the nursery. I've never been to the nursery.
Your heart rate and pulse are currently rising outside the normal range.
Because I don't know how to operate the nursery equipment or any of the procedures. If I try to go help, I put myself at risk. If I try to go help, I may not even be able to. If I try to go help, the embryos may die. If I don't go to help, The embryos will certainly die. Best course of action.
How may I assist you?
I don't know yet. How long do the embryos have? How long did you say?
The nursery has not been switched to emergency sustenance. Based on current cycle outputs, in-vat incubation embryos will suffer nutrient loss and death within 2 to 3 hours.
And you can't do it?
Even if the Bifrost was fully operational, I would be unable to. Something has denied my ability. Given this, a manual to emergency sustenance is required.
Okay, how do I get there?
Caution. The nursery is located in the Bifrost's second wing, in an area currently without life support. Attempting to reach the nursery would put the participant crew or colonist at a severe risk for loss of life or permanent brain damage.
Yes, I know. You already said that. Tell me something I don't know.
Before I can give you additional information which may help you put your life in extreme danger, you must agree to absolve the Bifrost and its systems of any legal repercussions. Please see the file I just sent to your private device.
I didn't receive anything because nothing is working. This is useless. So I agree. Signed, Dr. Nalira Ek. Now tell me something I don't know.
There's a life sign in the aft hallway.
A life sign? A crew member?
There's no longer a life sign in the aft hallway.
What does that mean?
Operational sensors momentarily detected a life sign in the aft hallway, but the life sign is no longer in the detectable zone.
Who was it?
I was unable to determine the identity of the life sign.
Wait, one thing at a time. Can I reach the nursery within 2 hours?
Caution. The nursery is located in the Bifrost's second wing.
Stop, I already agreed. Tell me, can I reach it in time if I choose to put myself in danger?
Yes.
Where do I go first?
Proceed back up the RS-E-50 access shaft you descended previously. Crawl from RS-50 to RS-40 and then to RS-E-40 to the main hall.
All right. I know this part. Let's get to the hall and go from there. Give me the instructions piece by piece. I won't remember it all right now.
I will adjust accordingly.
Okay, I'm going to crack that hatch in a moment.
There's no breathable.
I remember. So, what was the other life sign? What did you see? Wish me luck.
Good luck. The located life sign was only within sensor range for 22 seconds. While some sensors were operational, not all in the aft hallway are able to transmit their signal. Based on the limited sensory information available to me in the individual section of the aft hallway, the life sign was humanoid, weighing approximately 85 to 95 kilograms. It possesses a standard body heat range. It does not match any registered crew files and was not equipped with a crew standard subcutaneous biometric identifier. The sensors in the area were otherwise unable to determine any additional information. Your heart rate and pulse are currently rising outside the normal range.
I know! Well, good to know, but also not particularly informative or reassuring.
Do you require assistance? Medical crew is currently unavailable to assist you.
I remember. So the life sign was large?
It weighs approximately 85 to 95 kilograms.
But it's not crew.
Yes.
Humanoid?
Yes.
Why would you classify it as humanoid?
It had characteristics resembling that of a human, bipedal, two upper limbs. And I'm speaking to you, Nalira, a human.
Thank you. I do remember that, but why not call it human?
Given the sensor data available, viewing the life sign with the spectrum of visible light was not possible, so an assessment was made based on infrared data.
Oh, you just didn't see it properly?
Much of the Bifrost is not operating at optimal efficiency.
AI. What's next?
Follow the path for Cantina 4A.
Which would be?
Once you have exited the RSE-40 hatch, turn to your right and look down the hall. There will be a blue line. Follow it to the upcoming left hallway.
Can you turn on more lights in here?
The emergency auxiliary lights are operational.
How is my timeline looking for the nursery embryos?
The nursery has not been switched to emergency sustenance. Based on current cycle outputs, in that incubation embryos will suffer nutrient loss and death within 1.5 to 2.5 hours.
And it is possible for me to get there on time?
The nursery is located in the Bifrost second wing, in an area currently without life support. To reach the nursery within 1.5 hours, there is only one possible path to take, though it does pass through lifeless zones. Given this route, it is possible to make it to the nursery within a 1.5 hour time frame.
Well, just keep me on track. Should I run?
Running can gain you up to 15 minutes.
Well, I could use the peace of mind. So the life sign may be a person, or an unregistered crew pet. A stowaway?
I do not have answers to those questions.
Neither do I.
You are nearing a right turn. Turn right and proceed to the next intersection.
Shouldn't I be turning left to cross the band bridge?
The path along the band bridge is sealed due to unequal pressurization. It would require an additional hour or more to crawl through several hundred RS ducts. The path will not allow you to reach the nursery within the required time frame.
So where am I headed?
Hull access port 148.
Wait. Hull. Outside. I'm going outside?
Yes.
That's a rather large lifeless zone.
It is the only path available to reach the nursery on time.
I'm not an astronaut! I can't go out there! Why are you telling me this now? We're running out of time!
You requested that I give you instruction piece by piece, citing a lack of sufficient memory recall.
What do I do? I can't go out there. Tell me where to go for the band bridge.
If your intention is to switch the nursery to emergency sustenance and maintain the potential viability of the embryos, then the band bridge is not an option. If this is not your intention, I recommend abandoning this route and finding a safe place to send out a possible rescue signal.
What? No, of course I have to help. Weishima Hui Jiyang. I have to help. I have to help. I can do this. Where do I go?
You are nearing a right turn. Turn right and proceed to the next intersection.
This path of yours does have a spacer, right? 拜托,你答应,你最好给我答应.
Yes.
Anything else I should know?
The unidentified life sign has reappeared in an area with semi-operational sensors.
Where?
It is heading toward the aft sectors, from an area near Cantina 3A.
What? That's near us. Near me, I mean. It's below me.
The life sign does appear to be following you.
That's... Well... Any idea what it is yet?
No.
How much further to the access port?
At your current pace, Hull access port 148 will be through an access hatch on your right in 15 minutes.
Is the life sign still following me?
Sensors at the lower level are not fully operational, but as of the last recorded data, its vector closely matches your own.
You have not stopped running.
I didn't plan on stopping. If you could tell me it's just Deck 5 Technician Lawrence McKinney or another crew member, it would not be such an issue. Otherwise, I can think of several real and possible reasons for why I will not stop running.
I cannot tell you that it is Deck 5 Technician Lawrence McKinney or another crew member.
I know. am I now?
The access hatch for Hall Access Port 148 will be on your right in 500 meters. May I compliment you?
If you would like.
You have commendable stamina.
Thank you. It's the legs. Can you give me an update on the life sign?
Given information from limited sensors, it still appears to head in the same direction, though it is taking some detours.
Why?
Similarly to many parts of the Bifrost, many areas of the deck below your current position are currently suffering from malfunctions or support inactivity. A direct path would be impossible or very difficult to maintain.
Any new information on it?
It has been confirmed that the life sign is humanoid, 85 to 95 kilograms, and new data shows it is 190 to 200 centimeters in height.
Is it possible for the biometric identifiers on crew members or colonists to deactivate or malfunction?
Yes.
Could this be the case with the life sign? Could it be someone with malfunctioning identification?
This is a possibility.
How many crew members fit the physical description of 85 to 95 kilograms and 190 to 200 centimeters tall? That's a bit outside the normal, so it can't be many.
The crew manifest is updated with every crew member's and colonist's most current physical information. The crew manifest contains 20,482 members with heights between 190 to 200 centimeters and 38,527 members with weights between 85 to 95 kilograms. The average uniform work boot also adds a 3-centimeter heel. If calculating for boot heel, the list for crew members in the height range of 187 to 197 centimeters reaches 29,521 members. The list of crew falling into all sets of parameters contains 26,692 members.
So, not helpful. Can't you just reach out to them?
I do not have the required permissions to speak to non-crew members.
你当然没有权限. Thanks for trying. At least 26,000 is significantly fewer than 400,000.
That is true.
Is this it?
Yes. You have reached the access hatch for Hull Access Port 148.
And there is no alternative to this.
This is the only possible path that will allow you to reach the nursery within 75 to 135 minutes.
The access panel is not working.
The access panel is not operational. Please follow the printed manual override instructions on the door to open and reseal the hatch. Pressurization and depressurization procedures are still operational when manual seal is completed.
The suits are in here, right?
Yes. They are located in the receptacle to your left.
I've only ever done the emergency EVA training.
Nalira, your heart rate and pulse are currently rising outside the normal range. Did you overexert yourself during the run?
No. Just looking out the window. I can't go out there. I'll never make it. Where would I even go?
If your intention is to switch the nursery to emergency sustenance and maintain the viability...
你没在听我说话! I can't do this. It's just big, empty space out there. How am I even going to reach where I am going? If I'm the only one left, no one can pull me back in. No one can help me.
I will help you. You are working very hard to do something you think is right. I am sorry that you face so much emotional discomfort.
Thank you. This is all for the embryos. This isn't for me. Shit. What do I do?
Please don the suit and prepare yourself to exit the hull.
done it right, or if the systems are working. Before I put this all on...
To check the systems and tanks attached to your chosen suit, please press the test indicator on your readout. When prompted, select which tank and system to assess, or run launch assessment.
Breathe. All clear. In the clear, and propulsion. So we're... I'm fine. I should be fine.
Your heart rate continues to increase. Do you require assistance?
I know!
Medical crew is currently unavailable
to
assist you.
No, I'm fine. Just... terrified.
I have a selection of calming music proven to help reduce anxiety. Would you like me to play some for you?
Sure. Thank you. So I just go out there.
I have temporarily disabled all emergency auxiliary lights on the second wing of the Bifrost, except for those with external windows near hull access port 292. That is the closest hull access port to the nursery. Using the propulsion system of the suit, you must pilot yourself towards the lights to locate the hull access port. Do you require information on how to re-enter the external hull access port?
No. It's written here on the hatch.
Do you require more information before departing?
No. Just thinking. Helmet on. And out. AI?
How may I assist you, Nalira?
Thank you for putting the lights on. It's helpful.
I will help you for as long as I am able. Do you understand the propulsion system?
Yes. 拜托, 希望可以成功. Okay, I'm accelerating toward the lights.
Is there anything else that you need, Delira?
AI, are you there?
We're past the outside counter into the bridge. I'm tied to the fire.
AI? AI? No. No. For this! Propulsion tank has a leak, and some kind of line has been dislodged. What do I do?
I am not an EVA AI, so my assistance is limited.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Given your spin, please adjust the angle and release your right propulsion to course correct, but only if you are facing the Bifrost.
I can't tell. Tell me when.
I cannot. I do not know.
I'll just do it. 现在.
Caution. Your signal is getting weaker. You are headed out into space.
I know, okay? So... course correcting. I can see the lights.
Your signal is returning. Your present course will take you toward the hatch.
If the tanks last, what did I bump into? What am I?
How may I assist you? 还是我改说中文?
No. Just, how are your sensors at the bottommost level of Wing 1?
97% of sensors across all of Wing 1, Level 1, are inoperable.
As far as I can tell, it's gone. It looks like the Bifrost hit something.
Lumira.
Yes?
Based on current cycle outputs, in that incubation embryos will suffer nutrient loss and death within 50 to 110 minutes.
I'm heading to the hatch. How long will it take to get to the nursery from the access hatch?
From Hall Access Port 292 to the nursery, it is 3 kilometers. And the Hall Access Port pressurization procedure will take 15 minutes.
AI.
How may I assist you?
Please turn the music off now. Thank you.
Your heart rate is rising again.
I'm containing my thoughts, trying to not think about it.
About what, Nalira?
Not helpful.
Congratulations on your successful EVA transition from external hall access port 148 to external hall access port 292. I will begin turning on the emergency auxiliary power lights for the path to the nursery while pressurization is underway. Please follow the printed directions on the external hall access port hatch to enter into the hall access port and close the hatch to begin pressurization.
You're long-winded, but thank you.
Pressurization has begun.
15 minutes?
Yes.
Wake me when it's over.
Zizi?
Welcome home, Nalira. What may I do for you?
Please boil some water for tea.
Of course. What kind of tea would you like for me to make you?
西娘毛尖, light steeping.
A wonderful choice. Your tea will be ready in 4 minutes.
Thank you.
Excuse me, there's an incoming call requested from Dr. Wu.
Accept. Hello, Miriam.
Nalira, how are you?
After today, rather well, I'd say. I'm about to have some tea.
I just got off the phone with Whitesmith. She's going for something a little stronger.
Lucky her. And you? How are you handling the news?
We knew it was coming. The Exilarchy was never going to be swayed.
That debate at the Theocratic Senate was not meant to be public. It only escalated the issues. What if those recordings had never leaked?
We can't dwell on that. It showed us they would never change.
This is their home. We don't have the right to ask them to change.
And we have a moral obligation to do what we can.
I'm not saying it's right, Miriam. I'm just saying it's complicated.
Sorry.
No apologies needed. At the end of the day, at least we don't work directly for the government.
Not really an upside, but I know what you mean.
D, Do you think we'll be working under normal operating procedures tomorrow?
I don't see why not. I don't think the SLRK is too concerned with tiny rhizospheres. More likely, they're thinking on an interplanetary level.
Speaking of rhizospheres, did you get the recent memo with the new data from Dr. Bashar?
No. When did it go out?
About 15 minutes ago.
I'm off work. I'll just see it in the morning. I try to separate my life and my work.
I'm surprised to hear you say that, and so proudly.
My work speaks to my ability. I don't need to be on call in the wee hours.
My tea will be ready soon. I'll see you at the lab tomorrow. Until we hear otherwise, everything goes on as usual.
Enjoy your tea, Nalira, and have a good evening.
You too.
Your tea will be ready soon. Is there anything else I may assist you with?
Read me the headline from today's press release from Dr. Imka Bon.
Theocratic Senate stands with Exilarchy. War declared upon our elected technocracy and the free planets.
That's the one. Please continue.
Nalira, wake up. It is nearly time to leave the hull access port. You may now take off your EVA suit.
Oh no. How long was I asleep?
About 14 minutes.
I'm so sorry for the way I acted.
Who are you apologizing to?
You, I guess?
You do not need to apologize to me, but if it relieves you of some of your emotional stress, then I accept your apology.
Thank you. Will I be passing through any areas without life support?
I've calculated a route to avoid these areas, to the best of my currently limited sensory abilities. Given this, several areas and your destination in the nursery are currently without life support.
I'll just hold on to this suit then.
It is against protocol 3.0.
I'm the only one here, so no one will care. I'm not hurting anyone.
When leaving Hull Access Port 292, you will face the access hatch. Once through the access hatch, take a right, then begin down the hall for 2.1 kilometers.
Right.
Why are you on the ground?
Do you require assistance? Medical crew is currently unavailable to
assist you. No, it's just my legs. The spacewalk's zero gravity just... I don't know, they stopped working. I'll reset them and we'll be on our way. I'll be on my way. Reset limb settings. Left leg, right leg, left arm. I take gravity for granted. Okay, to the nursery.
Stop running.
Something wrong?
The following section is sealed. Please take the next left and then the next right to detour.
Why is this door closed? Is the nursery through here?
The area beyond this door is currently without life support. As such, the door is sealed. To reach the halls with access to the nursery, please enter the access shaft labeled RSE 295 on your right. Proceed one hatch over before descending. Warning. When opening the RSE 296 hatch, the access shaft hatches will no longer contain suitable quantities of breathable atmosphere or temperature regulation at this time.
Well, thanks for being so accurate. I can't remember the last time I had to crawl this much. These legs are made for supporting me, not for me lugging them around. Just one hatch over, right?
Yes.
Where to now? Whoa. It's cold in here.
I have illuminated the emergency auxiliary lights in the hall, and the emergency lights above the nursery are set to blink.
Lots of these lights blink.
I've only set one light to blink. Additional blinking lights are the result of a malfunction.
Ah, good morning. So, you don't look like it. Are you okay?
Oh, Basil. Sorry. I just haven't been sleeping well. I promise, though, my research won't be interrupted. You have my word.
I know you'll do fine, but I'm worried about you. Did you ever fix the drip in your apartment? Are you getting the right vitamins?
Vitamins?
Yeah, Mika, vitamins. You build robots, but you aren't one.
I don't know. I know I should think about it, but I don't know where to start.
Well, you don't have to now. Let Kara do that for you. Here, I'll show you.
What is this?
A quiz. You take a short 5-minute online quiz about your diet, particular health goals, and your lifestyle, and Kara will put together your personal scientifically backed recommendations for protein powders, vitamins, and more. You don't have to worry about choosing based off the supplements themselves, but off the goals you hope to achieve.
I could really use a boost right now with all the work piling up.
Me too, lady.
It says it can help with managing stress, increasing energy, better sleep. Oh, Basil, I could really use that. I just want to feel better.
Good. I want you at your healthiest, and Kara can help.
So I just take the quiz and go to the store to buy what it recommends?
No. Better and easier. You take the quiz and they'll deliver the vitamins, supplement packs, protein powders, or whatever is recommended right to your front door. It's all labeled and explained, so it makes getting what you need as easy as possible.
Thanks, Basil. I could really use this.
Wait.
Wow. They even talk about their sources for proteins and vitamins. Honest and transparent. It's always nice to know, ever since the COVID debacle on OnTam. Do you mind if I take this quiz before starting work?
Go for it. And for 25% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter VAST. V-A-S-T.
I could use a protein shake right now. I'm starved.
And for 25% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter VAST. V-A-S-T. I hope it helps, Mika. I'll see you at the robotics lab afterwards.
So many things don't seem to be functioning right. Light included. I can't tell which one is the nursery.
Please continue down the hall, and I will tell you when you have reached the door for the nursery.
Gravity is still operational here.
Based on previous conversations, you may like to know that the life sign is headed down a path that may lead it to the band bridge to the second wing.
Do you think it's still trying to follow me?
I do not know.
Does it have access to your sensory data? Can it tell where I am?
I do not know.
What do you know?
You have reached the nursery.
Oh.
Based on current cycle outputs, in that incubation embryos will suffer nutrient loss and death within 30 to 90 minutes.
I can fix this. How can I fix this?
Several nursery incubators have suffered malfunctions, but the majority continues to be operational.
I can tell some of them didn't make it.
The nursery has not been switched to emergency sustenance. Switching the nursery to emergency sustenance will activate additional emergency auxiliary power to the nursery and put the embryos and fetuses into static stasis.
How do we get to that solution? I hear beeps.
My auditory sensors for this room are not fully operational. Many of my sensors in the nursery are suffering from significant malfunctions. Did the auditory indicators come from a local system?
No, they didn't. It's inside my suit. My legs are running out of power.
Vast Horizon, Episode 2, Little Things. Written and created by K.A. Stats. Produced with sound design by Travis Vengroff. Mixed and mastered by Brandon Strader. Starring Siobhan Lumsden as Dr. Nolira Eck. Tanya Maloyevich as the AI. Jordan Cobb as Dr. Antwi. Sophie Yang as Dr. Miriam Wu. And Spring Ho as Zizi. The title theme for Vast Horizon, Adrift, was written by Brandon Boone, and translations were provided by Sophie Yang. This episode could not be possible without our friends at Himalaya. It would also not be possible without the support of our listeners through Patreon and now the support feature on Himalaya. To get access to bonus content like outtakes and bonus episodes, please support us on Himalaya or Patreon, or by sharing this show with a friend or leaving a kind review. This production is copyrighted 2019 by Fool and Scholar Productions, and Vast Horizon is a trademark of Caitlin Statz. Thank you for listening.
Every
Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawned something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.